One. You know, when Larry don't know, ask the pastor's wife. That's who keeps him going.
Caitlin Annabelle.
Caitlin Annabelle Martin. Everybody's doing fine. Good.
John and Tiffany had their baby boy on Friday.
That's right. Jane was working. She told me, she said, at this moment, I'm becoming another grandmother and I'm working. So
they're doing fine. Right? Still doing fine?
Wonderful.
Benjamin.
Wonderful. Well, we're blessed with two new souls here this week. Are there others? I have a cousin who's going in for bypass surgery this Wednesday. His name's Albert Justice. So if you can, he's only got 20% of his heart working and they've got to restart it twice. So we're a little concerned with only 20% working anyway. So keep him in your prayers. Are there others? If not, continue to pray for those that are on the prayer list. Pray for those that we have mentioned. Please remember our armed forces, wherever they may be. If you could bow your heads for a moment of silence, please. Oh, I'm sorry. Then you're going to pray. Okay.
About a year ago, give or take 2 or 3 months, we incorporated the church at the recommendation of we call it General Assembly, our highest officials and our highest church court. And we are still new at this, operating as a corporation rather than as an individual congregation. But we think we're doing it right today. If anybody knows different, tell us after, but don't throw tomatoes at us. If we are doing it right, let us know that. But we will hope to learn as time goes on. Lewis Justice is the president of the corporation elected by the session, and we, I think in the January meeting, we agreed last Sunday night to elect again a president of the corporation. Steve Alamore is secretary of the corporation as well as clerk of the session, basically the same duties. Mr. Stoskowski is the treasurer of the corporation. And so, and he serves on the finance committee of the church. So kind of to explain that. We come this morning, like normal, to elect a elect elders, and I'll let Steve go from there. I guess I'll let Lewis go from there. I'm sorry. We don't know what we're doing. I don't.
I'd like to call the meeting to order of the Corporation of Jenkins Cumberland Presbyterian Church. The purpose of this meeting is to elect elders for the 2005 term. Is that correct?
2005 to
2007 term. I'd like to open the meeting with prayer. Larry?
Gracious God, we have lived with a type of government for a number of times, a number of years. Lord, we believe that we're in keeping with your word and the best operation of the business of the church. And Father, we pray that you would bless this meeting and these who will be elected. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mr. Secretary, will you please give us the slate of nominations?
The slate for 2005 to 2007 elders are Paul Campbell, Teresa Justice, and Charles Trust. I make a motion that these elders be elected, these members be elected by acclamation.
Do I hear a second? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Congratulations to those who've been elected elders. Is there any other business to come before the corporation? Well, thank you. Let's close in prayer.
Lord God, we pray your blessing upon this election. And we pray for those and those that they will join We thank you for those who will complete their term very soon. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now, if you could bow your heads for a moment of silence for the names that we did mention and pray for those that are on the prayer list and armed forces. Just bow your heads for a moment of silence. Amen. We begin our worship service this morning with our call to worship. It is a responsive reading. It's page 635 in your hymnal. If you could turn in there, please. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made.
In Him was life, and the life was the light of men.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. He came for testimony to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through Him.
He was not the light that came to bear witness to the light.
The true light that enlightens every man was coming into the world.
He was in the world, and the world was made through Him, yet the world knew Him not.
He came to His own home, and His own people received Him not.
But to all who received Him, who believed in His name, He gave power to become children of God.
Who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of the man, but of God.
And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us. Full of grace and truth, we have beheld His glory, the glory of the only Son from the Father.
Okay, let's turn in our hymnals now. Stand to him. Sing hymn 133. Hark the herald angels sing.
Thank you.
bow for prayer. Lord God, we come to worship You in truth and in spirit. Lord, we come to remember the birth of Jesus, Your Son, but our Savior. And Lord, we pray as we have come together this morning that You will bless this choir, every member of it individually, but bless them as a group. And bless them that they might truly share with us anew Emmanuel, You in our midst. Thank You, O Lord. Thank You in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And you may be seated.
We express our faith in God this morning by the statement of faith, which is the Apostles' Creed. It's page 716 in your hymnal. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into Hades. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We express our thanks to God this morning by the giving of our tithes and offering. Offertory sent us today comes from the book of James, chapter 2, verse 14. What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Would our ushers come forward at this time?
Now we'll be able to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, You are rich, and You were rich, and You became poor. You became poor so that we might become rich. Dear Lord, for that we are thankful. And we're not talking about material blessings, Lord. We're thankful for the gift of Your Son, that You cared enough for us to come to this earth and to sacrifice Your Son. Dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful for that. Dear Heavenly Father, we're also thankful for all the blessings that You've given us. You've given us so many, Lord. We can't even count them. Dear Lord, we wish to give back to You a portion of what You've already given to us. We ask that You bless these tithes and offerings, that You multiply them and work through them, Lord. God, as we administer them, that Your will may truly be done on this earth. We ask all these things in Your Son's name. Amen.
prophets had talked about it, the story had been told in the temple for generations. Messiah had become such an oft-spoken promise, but now, on a strangely starry night, Bethlehem must surely have been surprised by the fulfillment of this promise.
Imagine the King of Glory slipping into this world through the back door of a dirty, smelly stable. The word Messiah had such a lofty ring to it, and yet here he was, God, our long-awaited counselor, our day star, and our Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Down through the ages, he's been called the King of the Jews, Lamb of God, and the Prince of Peace. So many names apply to our Savior, but for those of us who have come to trust our lives to him, there is one name that calls on our lips more than any other.
Lit a single stage that had been set from the foundation of the world, shepherds stood breathless in their dutiful fields and watched with unspeakable awe and bewilderment as angels ran from sky to sky trumpeting the magnificent glories of an awesome God. Of all the nights that had ever been or would be, this was the night that would change the world and change history forever.
Heaven and earth have embraced the hopes and the fears of a desperate world. Finally, I come face to face. Follow the star to the manger and see if it can go on like he did. Joy to the world, joy to the world.
Thank you.
quiet manger where Mary had placed Jesus on that first special night would soon become a bustling arena where lowly shepherds would find their way to see the Christ child, and where men of great wisdom would seek yet a greater truth in the eyes of such an unexpected Savior.
Mary must have experienced such joy every time a guest arrived, amazed to see that Emmanuel was not a pious, lofty king who could not be approached, but was a God they could touch, a God who could feel hurt and pain, a God who would never shiver in the cold of the night, just so he could show them he knew. And in the quiet moments when the guests were gone and baby Jesus was left in Mary's arms, she pondered so much in her heart. She was so young herself, and yet so trusted by God. In the midst of the overwhelming joy of new motherhood, her mind must have been racing with a million whys.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know?
Generations. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Down through the years, oh, how we've grown to love this name.
Every time a mother whispers a prayer for her child, every time a sinner comes to find mercy and grace,
you.
only 33 short years beyond Jesus' birth in a lowly manger, the unparalleled power of his name gave him complete and total victory over sin and a cruel, agonizing cross. Jesus, our Emmanuel, arose from the grave with resurrection, majesty, and splendor that changed the course of history once and for all time. Jesus, just as surely as he made a place for himself in a stable and in our world, the Christ of Bethlehem desires to make a place for himself within us.
As we celebrate his birth, we also celebrate the new birth that we find only in him. When Christ comes to live within the heart of man, his heart will change.
Murmurs of hurt will be replaced by sweet songs of grace.
Clamorings of disillusionment and anger transform and crescendo into anthems of hope and joy. The God of heaven gave us his child, and anyone who will invite him in can find life that never ends. It's as simple as this prayer. Lord, just as you came to the world in Bethlehem that night so long ago, I ask you to come to me now. Prepare my heart to be your Bethlehem.
Thank you.
heart who has found life in him rejoice as God makes all things new.
Rejoice, for the kingdom of God is within you. Rejoice, for we live in grace and peace forever. We are no longer bound by the laws of sin and flesh, but every heart that is
to all of you. Let us be dismissed. Lord God, thank you. Thank you for Jesus. And thank you for this presentation. The writers, the musicians, the singers. Bless them in every endeavor. And send us forth to share the good news. God with us. you in our midst, in the person of Jesus Christ. In His name we pray. Amen.
I picked up the wrong line. I can see you.
That's pretty wonderful.
How are you doing?
Good job, Larry.
How you doing, man?
That was truly wonderful today. It really was. It was a blessing. We come to early service, we don't get to see you guys as much anymore.
Just our group alone so far has three of them.
last time. We concentrated on those two big projects. And we have six big projects. Kim was one of the ones that was doing the downtown. Three more. She can take off that tree. Yeah. I was asking about it. Yeah, she had a great time. And John just knew quite out of the way. Plus, the house that we've been ripping on the drive over. The first 2 to 3 days after the storm, we got a lot of people received. People wouldn't let anybody in. Nobody could go in anyway. They searched the whole area and never stayed the night. Yeah, I don't want to ever identify. I wasn't here last Sunday. Was it last Sunday?
2 or 3 Sundays ago. She signed up this morning.
Oh, yeah. But it made a difference to that one. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we made a big impact on his family. And did I tell you the story about the coach people last Sunday? Well, got a better one.
Oh, really?
Top that. I can top it, believe it or not. I got a call last Thursday, a week ago Thursday, and the guy said, we've got this house, and it needs a roof. And they've already got a drywall crew that's going to come from Athens, Georgia, and bring them the drywall. But it doesn't have a roof yet, it's not going to get it. So it's got to be gutted, and roof done, and insulation by Wednesday. So we went out there Monday. There was a guy that works for Habitat, and he's an RV, and there's a national organization of RVs that respond to disaster. And but here they were, and they were all over. Yeah. But here's three couples. Okay. Three men and three women that have had a roof on these 40 square feet. 40,000 square feet. That roof was a big roof to them. So, just the week before we left, well, Thanksgiving weekend, Trey and Deborah were in Oklahoma with her parents. And I had asked her, because she works in Jackson, I asked her, I said, there's a quarter cable roofing lady that I met. Can you know anybody in Jackson that works at the plant now? She called me back and said, well, I can get you one for $285. I said, Deborah, I can get a Home Depot for $240. So she went out there, and her father buys all kinds of stuff on eBay.
Yeah.
So they looked on eBay, and she called me. She said, we found one. They say it's brand new in the box. How much will you give for it? I said, $150 off of eBay. You know, I'm real. So she called back and said, well, that one went higher. But there's another one on here. The guy said it's been used twice. I said, $150 in my room. So they sent me an email back and said, he bought it for $134, $16 shipping charges. So I had that one, and it did look brand new. And it never gave us any trouble. So we go in there and get 75% of the roof on, we got money. So we go back in there Tuesday morning and start again. And we're about maybe 2 hours from getting through. It's 11:30. And it comes through. And then it went. So we get out on the roof, off the roof, and we took our lunch. I said, let's see. So we took our lunch and we said, I still went. I said, dang, we got to finish this roof. We got to ask God to help us finish this roof. So we got in the circle and we prayed. Rain stopped in 3 minutes.
Oh, gosh.
3 minutes. 3 minutes, the sun came out. The deal. So, I told you I could top that other story.
Yeah, that was good. 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Sure did. I'm going to go over here. I'm going to try not to talk to you. Oh, first thing I'm going to do is see about this. This must be dirty. I don't see a thing over there. sure got quiet though, didn't it?
It did.
I came in, I wasn't barely started, a little bit on it.